The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson in studio again. It's like a fucking habit by now.
Can you even believe it?
Yeah, look at that. Jay doesn't believe I have black friends, is what I've realized. Jay gets weirded out.
That's not a friend.
He is a friend. I don't fucking ever.
You don't know this guy barely at all. It's the whole thing's weird that he's here.
Why?
It's a black guy wearing a Russia hat and an eye patch.
He answered a casting call.
Yeah. He's coming.
They know the dude since I think I'm 20.
Who's he? The Duke of Zamunda?
Do you know my friend Soren? No, you don't know him.
He doesn't. Duke of Zamunda?
He is. He's in Wakanda. He's from Wakanda. Okay. Scarlett Hampton comes in the studio. Josh Adamyer comes in the studio. We play the snatch game. The match game.
Yeah.
You see what he did? Jay does really well.
I do all right.
Yeah, girl's hot.
Yeah.
Fun game.
Fun game.
Hour one fast. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday. And here's the new thing. Saturday episodes are only half free. The rest of them are up at gasdigital.com.
So suck our dicks.
So suck our fucking dicks. So here it is right now. The snatch game. Scarlett Hampton. Josh Adam Myers. Big J. Oakerson. Shannon. The thing is Lee Heyer. Ding. And Ralph Sutton.
Lee, bro.
Here it is.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Alrighty, it is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Is the fucking thing broken?
It's equipment. Bites,
God damn it.
There's always something wrong, dude.
Always something wrong.
I only hear out of my right ear.
Yeah.
Really?
It's always one ear.
I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of somebody.
Shannon. You need a man to dick you down so your head can be fucking straight. You're all cadoodle.
If you touch the button at all, it goes static.
Use that one then.
Why?
Fuck it. I don't know.
This one doesn't even have a knob on it.
I'll give you a knob, you fucking asshole.
This chair is supposed to be a Sibian. That's not happening.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I'm Ralph Sutton. Right across from me again now, is it 3 weeks in a row that we've been doing the show in the studio together?
I don't even know.
Straight up. Yeah, it is Big J. Oakerson. How are you?
It's another night. I don't have to fly in the morning, so I fly Friday.
I know you're going to Canada.
Yeah,
and Vancouver. A friend of mine who's a fan of the show, and I know him from Vancouver, invited you to his restaurant. You said no.
That's a weird thing to call out on the show. Yeah, fuck his restaurant.
Yeah,
what kind of restaurant is it?
I haven't been in a long time.
It's why? Because it sucks shit.
It sucks shit.
Shit sandwiches.
Yeah. I'll just lean into it, Ralph. I said very nicely. I think he might have went through my managers too,
which is weird because he DM'd me and then didn't rely that I would relay the message.
Yeah, he went to the managers and they offered, and I was just like, I'm flying cross country into Canada twice in 3 days to do two shows.
Yeah. And it's authentic Bangladesh.
I did eat there a couple years ago. It was good.
No, I'm sure it's great. Sunday morning, I'm flying right back across country.
And back for his, I'm going to say 30th time on the show.
I'm lonely.
It is Josh Adam Myers. Thank you, buddy.
Yay. This is the first time I've ever looked at the thing, and I actually don't look like.
I hate how it looks.
Oh, it's because I told them to lower the lights.
Yeah, I really hate it.
God. I'll be in Canada too. I'll be in Toronto, which maybe we'll meet up.
Yeah.
Shannon,
we'll meet over in Saskatoon.
Go back to me and Josh. Look how much I'm such a monster.
Well, our chairs are higher.
Yeah, I just like a giant.
I can sit up.
Jesus.
But you're also extraordinarily tall, and Josh is not very tall.
God damn, I hate it so much. And now, this is cool because she reached out to me via Instagram.
Okay.
I thought for sure it was one of the other women
trick?
That have been
you
on
thought
the
it was
show.
A trick?
I also thought it was a scam, yeah. But you heard of the show from who exactly?
You know, I just kind of heard about it, and it's about things I like. So.
Okay, fair enough. It is Scarlett Hampton. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, thank
out
you
of
so
the
much.
Three, out of the sex, out of the drugs, out of the rock and roll, marry, fuck, kill.
Wait, I had to do what?
You marry, fuck, kill, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
If you kill... Sex, that would be weird. You're fucked.
I think you marry,
fuck. Kill.
Fuck rock and roll. Not in a bad way, but like fucking the right way.
Yeah, we knew that.
But what do I know about her, Jay? She's a rock chick.
Wait, I have to kill one though. Right?
She loves rock and roll. She loves to run,
and she fucks in the right way.
And she fucks in the right way. That's what I know.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Where are you from again?
Like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So this
part.
Northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
Small town. Like
I go to Wisconsin a lot
for shows.
Yeah.
Is there a big comedy club in Wisconsin?
There's a lot of them.
There's Milwaukee. You ever heard of Shano?
There's Milwaukee Improv now. There's Comedy on State in Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Ooh, that could have been really bad.
Uh-oh, that could have been.
There's Laughing Tap in Milwaukee. It's a small, great club that I do.
And Skyline in Appleton.
You just missed. We almost threw Scarlett out of the studio right there. She dropped that Diet Coke. Like it was
totally
nothing.
Fine. There's been a fat lady's piss on this table.
That's true. And ping pong with ping pong balls mixed in somehow.
Yeah.
Pubes. I've shaved.
Have you shaved?
Yeah, I shaved. What's her name?
Lucy Sunflower.
God, yeah, fine.
Let me take you down.
Lucy's really running the gamut on this show. Josh has shaved her pubes. She farted to prove that...
That underwear worked.
Not underwear.
Damn.
Oh, those are pills.
It was a pill you take to make your farts smell like flowers.
Yeah.
And son of a bitch, they smell like flowers.
Did they really?
That's how she got her
pretty
name.
Weird.
That's how she got her name, Lucy Sunflower, that night.
It's not. But
sounds plausible.
She came in as Lucy Sunflower. But yeah, it smelled like rose petals.
It was wild.
Lucy Rhododendron.
Yeah, it takes about a half hour to kick in, and it smells like flowers. It's pretty wild.
For how long does it last? Only like one fart? Or are you talking like all day?
I don't know how many farts it lasts, Josh. That actually wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't do a full test on it. I got to be honest.
Yeah,
I could use that
as a control experiment. I had her fart on me every 30 minutes for the next 7 hours.
We did do farts before and after pills, and that was a difference. Clearly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the first one was fart.
I mean, I don't know. Farting, I don't know. It's like I'm farting. Lots of times I'm running while I'm farting. And like,
really?
Things just go loose, you know? And like,
oh, I fart a lot in my runs. I'm very proud of it.
Dude, if I was running behind you, just trying to keep pace and staring at you, and you started cracking ass as you were running, I would have laughed. I would have.
Do you know
I'd
how
fall.
Many times I've accidentally shit my pants while I've been running? It's like,
how many times?
Hang on, we're all going to write down on the grease board.
Wait.
Get a real number in your head and don't say it yet.
How many times she's almost?
Shit her pants.
No way.
How many times she shit her pants?
Yes. By running. Okay, I have an answer. Right. And by the way, you ballpark it and then we're all showing our numbers.
Wait, I should say how many?
Yeah, get close. Get close to the mic, please, for God's sakes.
Not that many, maybe like 10.
Oh, fuck.
What'd you write?
Not that many, 10. I said 4.
I said 12.
I was going to write 7 to 10.
Oh, wow.
Josh wins.
I guess Josh wins. I'm technically a close.
You can't go over. Yeah, that's how Price is Right works.
Show.
I didn't start having those issues until I started having anal sex.
Nice. Yeah. How often are you having that?
Not too often, but when I do, it's really
just
good.
Just often enough
it's
to
with,
knock them
it's
farts
with,
loose.
Like, woo.
You look so different
like, donut.
Right now.
Donut.
Jay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Make a donut.
I thought we had a different good photographer for a second.
Oh, because he got rid of the beard?
Got rid of the beard. The hair's back. He's wearing a goofy sweater.
He looks Jewish.
He looks so Jewish.
Yeah,
today.
You definitely
Jesus
do.
Jesus Christ.
Menachem.
He came here from reading the Torah? Came in to take pics?
I thought my Uncle Barry was here.
Kinshlachem.
All right, so this is what we're going to do tonight.
There's characters in here tonight. It's a black guy wearing an eye patch and a Tetris hat.
I'm still thinking about the pubes.
Young
ever since you guys said pubes, I'm like, geez, I'm flossing my teeth with them sometimes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're flossing your teeth with pubes?
Oh, like after a fucking... certain people? Oh, my God.
I like Bush.
They're everywhere. It's everywhere.
I like Bush and I like eating pussy, but I really have had a real five-minute gag fest with a pube in my throat before. That does suck, yeah. When it's really backed and you can't get it.
You don't try
shave
like maybe some yogurt or something?
I just don't think about it, you know.
Get it out and get it caught into the yogurt.
Just some loose yogurt in a hotel room. Good call, Ralph.
That 22-year-old I was hooking up when I first moved out, she was like very neo-hippie, so she had a bush, like a bush. And that was probably It was a lot.
In the woods, man. God damn.
You just got to do it. You just got to go down.
Do you hate if a guy doesn't shave his balls?
Actually, I don't care. I'll do whatever.
Aww.
It's whatever. But if he's shaved, it's like, I honestly don't really think about it that much.
But if a girl has a full bush, it bothers you?
No, sometimes if it's cute, you know, and stuff. But like, I don't, I'm not sure as much. It's like wood, like, you know, going in the woods. And
Jay, do you shave everything? I know
no.
you shave.
No, no, no. Balls.
Just the balls.
And the base.
What do you have above the penis?
Hair.
You let some hair grow? Like, how much hair is there?
Whatever God put. I'm not a very hairy person.
Okay, so not like that.
No.
Not like your beard.
What about chest?
And my balls are
some
shaved.
Some guys have really hairy and some guys aren't.
I'm not very hairy.
I'm not super hairy on my chest.
You're pretty hairy.
I'm hairy, yeah, but it's like I trim down everything.
I trim everything, but my hair, the chest doesn't get that bushy.
My chest I'm saying.
I don't have a lot of hair.
The my balls though, I've gotten the Manscaped and now I've really been shaving them. There's a good clean feeling about like fresh balls. Like,
oh, I love men.
Guys shaved my ass with a Manscaped one time before a scene.
Nice.
He's like, you got a hair, you missed a hair when you shaved, and you wouldn't start the scene and take any pictures until he shaved them.
How long was that hair? It must have been the long one that always
I don't know.
That veins
and
us.
It's like, oh, now do I got to get a mirror your good when look I shave back hair? There? Like, I was so embarrassed, you know, for him to say that. I'm like, geez, now I'm always looking for hairs. And
I would have pulled it out. At one, I guess,
oh, my God, she missed a hair. Oh, my God. You know, like,
yeah, not gonna go on a credit ride.
That would have kept it in a bag, and just in case you die, I could close you.
For future science.
I would be afraid to shave my asshole. I've never tried it.
Why?
I just think like it could do damage. I don't know.
Why is a lot of it on the outside?
I've never got in there. I shave. I trim
you don't
everything.
Feel it?
No.
You don't feel your asshole in the shower?
No, I don't.
You don't do
what?
It.
What?
You got to do it.
Feel my asshole?
You do. I finger my asshole in the shower.
His asshole protocol is insane.
That's the place to do it.
Not for pleasure. For cleaning. I like to make sure I'm super clean up there.
Is that
there.
What you tell yourself?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Well, I got a bidet now, and the thing
I love
is
the
so
bidet.
Fun.
I use the bidet all
You
the
don't
time.
Even need to do that anymore. You just sit on the toilet and do
it. I gotta get a house, and then bidet follows.
I bought something insane because I got so used to bidets that I bought, which-
A probably, Japanese slave?
I have Japanese slave. I haven't used it yet, but it's probably not going to work well. I bought a travel bidet. It's like a battery-powered. You fill it with water.
It's so gross. We looked this up on Bonfire last week. You're a monster and an animal.
I haven't tried it yet.
It's so, you're going to just be squirting, just wipe your ass with wipes.
I haven't.
Yeah. Flush it down the hotel toilet.
Yes.
You don't own the hotel. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I do wipes. I don't even
I do wipes, but
anymore.
I do like
I will never purchase another baby wipe to not use in a hotel once I get a house. It will all be bidets because I'm not going to destroy my septic system.
Yeah.
But in a hotel, dude.
Easy.
Please.
Especially if they have like the hard flush, like that fucking, like that gas station flush.
It shoots it straight to hell. Take my doo-doos right to hell.
All right, so
10 times you shit yourself. Damn. Always in tight stuff, so it probably runs up your back like a baby.
It kind of gets in there, yeah.
It happens a lot on long runs, you got to shit. That's for sure.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, no, it's just not like a wet shit. It just stuff slips out once in a while, you know, like when you relax and stuff kind of opens up.
You may have to stop butt fucking, young girl.
Yeah, for a little bit.
You might have to lay off the butt fucking for a while. If turds are just falling whole out of your ass. I thought this was a diarrhea explosion you're talking about.
I thought it was a long run issue because that happens a lot on long
a log just fell out.
I mean, like lately things have been tighter because I've been like working it more. So I've been like, you know, squeezing.
If the
your
asshole
is going,
this is going to be me
blowing
not,
out poops.
Me not knowing enough about asshole regimen repair. But if your asshole gets stretched out from a lot of anal sex, is there something you can do to re-strengthen that muscle? Or
yeah,
is it
stop putting shit
like,
in there for a couple weeks? And
preparation
age.
Will it get back to like its former glory?
You know what?
It takes time and not fully
I did
ever,
my thesis
ever.
On this in college, and but I forget ever. The answer.
No, you didn't.
Did you think for a shot that might have been true?
You go to college.
Go to college.
Yeah, here we go. What did that say?
Sit, stand, or lie with your knees slightly apart. Tighten and pull up the sphincter muscle as tightly as you can. Hold tight for at least 5 seconds and relax for 4 seconds.
I'm doing it right now.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's sit. I'm sitting.
Okay.
My knees are slightly apart.
Lie on your knees slightly apart.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Pull up the sphincter
muscle. I'm doing
it.
It's making my ball bag move,
I feel
though.
It. I feel it.
It's making my dick and balls move also. Yeah.
It feels good, doesn't it?
I like it.
It does feel good.
I feel like, but also, this is what's,
well, I like it.
This is what sucks is that it could be that you're actually doing harm to it because when you tighten, you're pushing.
Well, yeah, if something's entering, you don't want to tighten. You just relax.
No pushing. It's saying suck
it's
in.
Sucking in. It's sucking in.
I feel like I'm sucking it
in. It's like
it's
anal kegels.
Oh, man, it goes up, too. You know what? I've never looked, but I bet I got a real nice winker.
Dude.
I got one of those buttholes that does like this thing.
Bro, you know I fucking, I went to the cardiologist, the butt doctor.
I wish you could see because I'd go. I just nailed two of them right
once
there.
Once for yes, or
two buttholes.
No, is that what it is?
I fixed my butthole. I had 3 hemorrhoids removed. Big dead, but it looks great now.
Oh, well, if you guys just joining us, welcome back to Sexy Talk with Scarlett and Josh.
Yeah, welcome back.
Everyone's got hemorrhoids and shit themselves.
Welcome back to Describe My Asshole. So when you're shitting on a run, did you bail on the run? You go home or you said, fuck it, it happened, I'm going to keep going?
You keep going until you're done, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm. With a full log.
It's never that big.
Okay. Right,
that's
okay.
Impressive. It had once to me where I was running and I realized, oh, I'm going to shit my pants. And I just went and took an Uber home. But I never shit on the run.
Yeah. Shannon stops running because she gets tired. She's never even shit herself and kept going. I really doubt her commitment.
Shannon, actually, though, she did do the half marathon with me in Hawaii.
That How many cool. times you shit yourself, Shannon?
You know what, though? Ralph gave me this some gel or something beforehand.
Put up your asshole? Super glue?
It's called diarrhea gel?
Well, at the end of the run, it was like maybe half an hour later. We had to wait so long for the bus to get back to the hotel. And then it, like, whatever that gel was, upset my stomach terribly. But it didn't hit me until I was in the safety of the hotel.
What was the gel for?
It's
the
hydration. Electrolytes and shit. And
Oh, yeah.
But I had never taken it before, which was silly for me to do that for the first time before a half marathon. Yeah.
I give you credit still. That is a good moment. She was so happy she finished her first half marathon. That was great. Good shit. Before we go any further.
Yes?
Are you a responsible adult?
Yes, I can't say that for everybody in the room, though, Ralph.
Why would you say that, sir?
Because one of the people in this room's butthole is so big, entire poops come out, unchanged by shape.
By the way, like, with no effort.
No effort. Just a butthole coughing dookie balls right into the pants.
You know, once in my life, because I do use a bidet.
Okay.
And a lot of water went up my anus.
Yes.
I coughed and I shit my
mouth. Oh, boy. This bidet, good commercial.
You hear that, Tushy?
You hear that? Suck our dicks. You know what gets you through those dookie butt times? Vapes and gummies.
Yeah, at Delta 8.
With high quality Delta 8 from YoDelta.com.
Yeah, you got it. You got a loose asshole? You want to tighten it up?
Is your butthole coughing rabbit shits? Every time you move, because you don't realize black penises are stretching your butthole beyond capacity to hold your dookies and butt plugs in?
Can you not go to a fancy dinner in the fear of a cascading dookie?
Ralph, she said her butt plug was pushed into her butthole completely from over the pants. It's crazy behavior.
It's pretty wild. And by the way, with no actual shock or worry.
She answered most questions you'll hear with the terms this, then that, then I don't know.
We didn't find out much.
Positive, then negative, then maybe.
Go to
answer the question, Goldilocks.
Go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off, stock up on vapes and gummies, and strengthen your butthole, everybody. Let that be a lesson to you.
Ralph, if you want to know if she gives me a hand job, check my wiener for spray tan streaks.
Let's get back into it. All right, so here's what we're doing. We are playing, what are we, you have an intro, Shannon, then we'll describe the whole thing. Is that how we're going to do this?
Yes.
I'm
going to
let you take the lead on this.
Okay, here we go.
That's Aww. Nice. Oh, that's Aww. Nice.
Aww.
Aww.
Oh, I thought it would be me. No.
Aww.
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 Oh, that's nice.
Everyone forgets about Josh.
Just taking L's.
All Josh, right. You were last minute. That's why you all got in it. I'm sorry.
That was kidding.
But she put it together just before the show started.
Yeah, yeah. And she had a picture of you and she said,
That's not industrial light and magic. you sent away to Weta.
You didn't make a semi truck turn into a robot.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, lay it on. What's happening tonight?
Okay, so we're going to play like a loose version of the match game from the 70s.
They're having a real powwow.
How loose of a version? Will our poops fall out?
Yeah, they're having a real powwow. What are they doing?
I've already made this joke.
They're planning something. Are they planning to overtake this place?
Yeah. The ruler.
Once upon a time, my bad name, though.
All right, Shannon, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a series of statements. And it's going to be, I don't want to give
I'm one of Ralph's inexplicable friends from the past that shows up and doesn't make sense.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
Go ahead,
Shannon, your thoughts?
Okay, so Scarlett is the contestant. The three of you are the comedians on the panel.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to read you a statement with a blank in it. Scarlett's going to write down what she thinks you guys might say. You guys are going to write your answer to the blank. And then for each round, if there is a match between one of you guys and Scarlett, then
how do we
if
get
there
her
is
naked?
A match?
Yeah. Oh
so
my God.
If
easy, Josh. For God's sake, I'm usually the creep.
Sorry.
Okay. Josh, so
too it, jumpy.
I was getting to the joke.
So if she does,
once upon a time,
jumpy.
If she does match with one of you guys, then she wins that round, and then the guys have to take a shot. If she doesn't match, then she removes an article of clothing.
There you go.
So the object is to try and match with her.
So I got
to
match
with she has to match with you. Yeah. That's her objective.
Oh, she has
to
match
with
us.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
Got to think like a dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and we have to think unlike her.
As long as one of us matches with her, she wins the round.
Yes. And then you guys drink.
And then we drink.
Or but whoever doesn't match.
If no one matches,
it seems set
her.
Up for her yes. to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem set up for her
wait,
to fail.
Wait, wait.
Also, there's infinity rounds.
It does seem set up for her to fail.
Yeah, I feel like she has a heart. Like
we could just answer. If
we
it
could
says,
just answer insanely.
If it says pop goes the blank and we all write like, you know, like
chili
dick nuts.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Like something completely not,
yeah.
not matching at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys also do, for the overall ranking of SDR games, you guys do get a point for every match. So it does count towards the bigger scheme.
Right.
Oh, it's just a match.
Right.
I gotcha.
Okay. Okay. So now we do have incentive to win.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay. First one is.
Don't let us see, though.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
You're going to write your answer down, but no cheating.
I can show.
Don't show us.
I call
like
this.
Like this. Yeah. We don't want to see it.
Okay, the first one is, Aaliyah said, this is a random person, I like my men the way I like my eggs, blank.
Oh, was it Darren Carter?
So now, if I like my men like I like my eggs, blank.
Yeah.
And now if I match or try to match with her to get a point, but if I do get the point, she doesn't take off any clothes.
Right.
I like, say it one more time.
I like my men the way I like my eggs, blank.
Well, I know the obvious answer. I mean, I don't want to match with her. I want to get this. I'm just going to start it off. I'm going to go with points. Okay. I'm going with points for the first round. Jay's writing a fucking novel.
Well, I changed my answer.
I'm going with points. I want to win. I'm behind in everything here.
I think this still could be points for me.
Okay.
All right, everyone good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to start with the comedians, and I'm going to read this each time, and then you guys give me your answer.
I already know there's going to be fucking DMs of me, people saying that you're putting me in the group of comedians. That's going to...
It's just that that's the way that the show went.
I'm just saying. Okay. I know what's going to happen.
Okay, so I'm going to
start. Raph, you all the time tell me my name was seen as you're a comedian.
I say address me as a comedian. Right?
Yeah, you go, guys, a couple of comedians like us.
All right, go ahead,
okay,
Jen.
So Josh, Aaliyah said, I like my men the way I like my eggs.
Poached over toast with a little bit of butter on the wheat toast.
Wow.
Okay.
That seems very logical.
Ralph, I like my men the way I like my eggs.
I'm going for points. I wrote hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. My first answer was going to be whites. but then I was... Read it again, Shannon.
I like my men the way I like my eggs.
Pulled out of a chicken's pussy.
Good answer.
Okay, and then what was your answer, Scarlett? I like
I'm
my
guessing
men,
by
I
her
like
reaction.
Yeah, I can't lie. I was going to say easy, but I'm like, I can't say.
Oh, easy's a good one also.
I can't lie, though. I can't lie. Like,
easy would have been a good one. I didn't even think about easy. All right, so we matched.
Okay, so there is one match, which means...
that we have to take a shot.
Yes, or Jay has to take a shot. Because there was.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to take a shot because I matched.
But you should.
Josh, take your dick out.
Take your dick out, Josh. Show her your
And then Josh, she would take your dick out. You're sober, so you got to pull out your ween.
It's out. But you can't see it.
All right, now I may not go for points.
Next time I do feel like we should have two girls.
Theater of the mind.
Okay, ready everyone? Yeah. Next one is the...
Ugh.
This is not... Last week was the good
deal. It doesn't matter. It's all bad.
Oh, here. Scarlett, you don't have to use your fingers.
Okay, ready? Next one is the princess said to the frog, quote, I'm not kissing you. You have blank.
Mm.
Princess of the Frog, I'm Not Kissing You. You have...
I like the music.
This has been in my head all day.
I think we should also base it on... Well, it doesn't matter. I like the music. I don't like that sweater at all. How do you feel, Jay?
I hate your bald face more.
I hate his bald face. I don't like the hair pulled back. And I really detest the sweater. That's my feeling. You're trying a new thing now? Is that what's happening? What happened? No, had a spiritual awakening or something? No, that's not true at all.
You look bad.
I don't like it. I just don't like it. I used to think you were a good-looking dude. I don't think that anymore.
He still is.
No, I don't think it anymore.
Don't give the guy a fucking complex.
I don't like it.
He hates it right now. He hates his face.
You don't look happy. You don't like it at all.
Yeah, dude, he loves his 5 o'clock shadow so much.
Scarlett, is he a good-looking guy? You could be honest. Especially with the...
Yeah, he looks nice.
He looks nice? Okay. Look at that. He just made his day. Okay.
Just say yes.
That didn't make his day. She said he's nice.
He looks good.
Okay, good. There you go. He looks good, Jay. You happy with that?
Sure.
Okay, Shannon, what's the question?
Okay, so I'm going to you first, Ralph. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank.
Herpes.
Fuck.
Gonorrhea.
Oh.
Fuck.
HPV1.
Hey.
What's yours, Scarlett?
It's kind of like that. That's basically.
Yeah, it. HPV.
I was thinking herpes.
I don't think we allow that.
Like, well, frogs,
what do you mean we don't? That's what genital warts are.
All right, fine.
Yeah, HPV is genital warts, right?
I know, but I was just trying to get her to take a fucking piece of clothing off, you cock.
Okay, so this time, Ralph, you have to drink.
Unfortunately, buddy, I got points.
Or even.
Fuck, I'm not going for points. I'm going for...
I'm trying to go for wrongies.
Yeah. All right, everyone, now we'll get her clothes off with this one.
I need points now, so we can even Steven it.
Nah, it's really just me and Ralph matters in this, in the long-term scan of counting.
That really hurts Josh's feeling. It's all that matters is you and I? Come on now.
No, in the term of... Long term, who wins each game? We have to count of who wins the games overall. Yeah, if Josh
What's
wins
the record?
It's a...
Jay's beating me by like 4 games. I think.
Yeah,
five
I have
games.
To update it. But Josh has done pretty good.
Yeah, Josh
on the show.
Done pretty good. Yeah.
I'm back in, dude. Go for the win.
Go for the win.
Me and you, sweetheart.
I'm gonna have to add a column for Josh in my tallying.
Scarlett, you come to New York a lot.
Come in New York a lot.
Oh, I got that. Is that a yes?
Yeah, I come quite frequently here.
Cool.
Where do you live?
Wisconsin.
Oh, you still live in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I still live there. Then I'm like equal distance from wherever I want to go.
Sure.
You know?
Is that true? Does that math check out?
No.
Really, no.
I don't
know.
Math checks out.
Well, yeah. Like I'm in the middle of the U.S., you know?
It's the Midwest, for sure. But it's pretty far still from to go to like fucking Southern California, for sure.
Yeah, so when I go out there, I'm usually out there like a while, you know?
Okay, that makes more sense. All right, Shannon, what's next?
Number 3. Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells blank.
Wait, say it again?
Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells blank.
She's in deep thought, Scarlett. I like Snatch Game.
Good small talk. Boop. Ralph, is that salmon, would you say, or just like regular, like beige?
Beige.
Okay.
It's more of a mango.
I thought that, by the way, I thought that said SDR, but it's Scum of the Earth shirt.
Everyone's good? Everyone got it? Okay, so this time we're going to start with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells...
Error.
Okay, Josh?
Oy vey. It's Jewish.
Hi, Big Jay Oakerson.
Oh, wow. You fuck. That was... Ooh, you're going to eat shit for that one.
Ouch.
No match.
No match.
Uh-oh.
Take it to the limit.
All right, some clothing will be coming off, ladies and gentlemen.
Ralph, you are such a piece of shit.
Yep, this is your first removal.
I'm going to take my jacket off.
All right, that's good. What does the shirt say, by the way?
Oh, you'll see in a minute. Right. It low.
Well, I mean, are you in town performing anywhere this week? Is that why you're here? You're shooting? What are you here for?
Lots of things. Social time.
All right. What are you, a drug mule?
Clear that
up. What? No. Hell no.
She's, I'm transporting heroin in my butt.
No. Not yet. No.
Well, don't jog wherever you're dropping it off. My fod, your butt.
Not in my butt. I'd be putting in my pussy.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Do you have like a New York boyfriend?
No.
You don't?
No, I like New York. It's fun.
Do you have a Wisconsin boyfriend? Some fucking corn-fed cow puncher?
I know. I never had a boyfriend.
You have an Arizona boyfriend?
Yeah, can I put it in your butt, eh?
No, I never had a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. And like lately, like I tried to have a boyfriend. It didn't work. And
I heard it was some dude in a rock band, you said, right?
But before that, it was another guy and... He's too old for me, I guess, you know.
How old is too old?
I didn't feel like he's too old for me. I thought he's like, you know,
John Waite?
60s, you know, like 63, 60s? Yeah.
All right, that means it's old for me.
Leasinger
band. But yeah, and then, but after that, I moved 10 years younger, you know, 50s, and I'm like, okay, that's better. Yeah.
You think 50s is better? How old, yeah. Do you James say your age? How old are you? Do you say your age-ish?
Just 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But
basis for Tesla.
Hey, I like Tesla.
Oh, boy.
But no, but like not, like I haven't been to their concerts and stuff. But.
She just went
well,
to
they stopped doing them in 1995.
No, they're still touring.
I know, Ralph.
I love their music. They're like such good music. Did it for the money.
Look at that.
Like that song. And the
my
you
brother is calling me
God.
When he knows I'm doing my show.
Who is?
My brother. He should know
curse
better.
Him out?
He should know better. I'm putting him on speaker. Joey, we're doing the show right now.
Oh, okay.
Is it important?
Ralph's got 2 foot of dildo up his butt right now.
I had like a 10-minute talk with with Lori Gordon.
Oh,
wait.
Give it all up. Who's no, who Lori Gordon?
No, what's up with that?
Who's Lori Gordon? What's she do?
Jay wants to know who Lori Gordon is. So say who Lori Gordon is. Say who it is.
Probably my only real girlfriend in 30 years.
Oh, interesting enough,
there's a guest here who likes older men, Joey.
Hasn't had a boyfriend.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No!
My brother was out quick. Well,
we should have gotten him. We should have gotten him to take a guess.
No, I don't need a boyfriend. I thought like then it's just too much drama, and I don't want that.
Did you say that the guy didn't like the fact that you were doing porn? He was intimidated by it?
No, at first I thought it was cool, because, you know, like, I thought like, oh, you know, like, hey, we both play the field, you know, a little bit. I thought that was cool, right? And then, but then I guess...
He just got to see the other baseball bats. And he's like, whoa, that's too big.
I don't know.
Honey, every time you're on top of me, poops keep falling out of your butt.
my sheets budget is through the roof.
It's like fucking a rabbit.
No, I don't even know. But out. Like, I don't even want a boyfriend. I like said, no, it's fine. I like don't want that.
I just realized it's an AC/DC shirt. I don't know why I didn't realize that already. Yeah. Cool. Okay. All right, let's do the next one.
Okay. Number four. Lady Gaga has finally gone too far. She wore a dress made of blank.
I know Jay's going to shit on me on this one, I'm pretty sure, but...
Well, I'm going to go for the points here. Chalk up 2 points for me.
I'm going real.
All right, you're going real.
Oh, dude.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I'm going for the dub, buddy.
You going for the double points?
Your clothes are staying on, Scarlett.
Is your answer done, Scarlett?
Are you done? No, she's not done yet.
Yeah.
She's done. Okay.
She's drawing.
She's drawing it.
Oh, Jay, I miss your drawings, by the way.
Oh, I think I'm going to start drawing my own posters.
You should. You're a talented artist.
No.
Yes.
But it's funny enough I can make it.
Okay,
so I'm going to start with Josh again. Lady Gaga has finally gone too far. She wore a dress made of...
Points.
Meat.
Meat.
So here's my thing.
That's real. That happened.
That happened. But I feel... that she doesn't give a fuck about that and wouldn't put that in for some reason. I could be wrong.
I agree. I didn't think the right answer was going to be the one.
I didn't think that answer. I wrote pubes.
Okay. Okay. I took a different approach. Shannon, please.
Lady Gaga has finally gone too far. She wore a dress made of...
African baby skins.
You really went for the points. You really went for the points.
Now... Clearly, you should probably wear the same thing as that. I assume you wear African baby skins. Don't even show everybody.
Points. Well, we are all tied.
I don't know why I thought that wasn't going to happen.
Assorted African baby skins. Assorted African.
It's technically meat.
All right, so yes, Jay and Ralph fatty. Have to drink.
Scarlett, Shannon told me that you went on stage with some guy, some band. You were dating the dude, and you made out with two girls on the stage. Is that true?
No, because we were dating. So, like, but I, wait, so yeah, I did get on stage, and I was in between two girls, and I got their, you know, we got our tits out, and yeah,
does that mean
we're all making out.
Can I ask a question?
I got their numbers after the show, and yeah.
Does that mean you were dating someone from Steel Panther? Am I right?
No, it wasn't like
right.
that.
Oh
no.
Oh my God, I'm right.
No, it's not like that. I said I don't date. I just like
you fuck. You fuck.
No, I you know, like you know, like if I appreciate like music, right? Like every time I appreciate the song, I show my appreciation
by blowing the guy
to the band.
All right.
Hey, I'm really good at the
Josh can sing. Josh can sing.
Hey, but I got backstage passes, so I did something right? Because I was the only one that got them, and I got two, so I put one on my crotch at the show. They're like, you got to wear them, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I mean, I feel so special,
Shannon
right?
Shannon right now.
And then, yeah, so, I mean, right, well, that was fun.
Thanks for clearing that up. Shannon, yeah. What's the next
Can you take me high enough?
Well, then, Jay and Ralph have to drink for that one.
Oh, I just had my shot.
You better get them fucking drizzings.
Yeah, I'll just do this again.
Because I'm coming in hot, girl.
Okay.
I need a hot boy.
You're welcome, Shannon.
Oh, God, really killing me.
Shannon. She's losing her shit right now, dude. You took too much Kratom.
Shannon, you're going to miss me when I'm dead.
okay.
Baby skin.
You think you're gonna? How long are you thinking you're outlive me by?
Outlive you? No, yeah. I won't outlive you.
You don't think you can outlive me? I think you're definitely going to outlive me.
You fucking jog miles every day.
Yeah, but I'm fucking 10 years older than you and tall. Tall people die. I'm taller than you. So tall people die early.
Is that true?
It's like, yeah, you're like bigger big animals live shorter lives.
Yeah, you're going to be fine, you little mutt.
Nah, I'm
a little chihuahua.
I got like 5 years left.
I think I got another.
What do you think?
What am I? I'm 46.
Yeah.
If I get 70, I'll be stoked.
I don't know if I'm going to see 70. It'd be cool to see 70.
Yeah. 48. I think I'm gonna go to. I'll drop. I got a bad heart. I got a bad ticker.
I can't believe you think you're gonna live, and then I'm gonna outlive you. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't think so.
If you keep your commitment to personal fitness, you don't really drink much. You don't do any drugs.
No.
You don't smoke anything.
I'm a real puss.
Yeah, but
I smoke cigarettes and weed. You've only fucked with a condom every time in your entire life.
We're going on 25 years now.
With a condom?
Yeah, 25 years.
Oh, God. You don't even know what pussy feels
like. Nope, never did anyway.
Shannon doesn't know what dick feels like anymore either. You guys should fuck each other.
Yeah, I really feel bad.
I don't think I've ever sucked a dick with a condom on.
No one has. Blowjobs are different.
No one has. Like, these, like, they have these flavored condoms that they pass out in college and stuff. And then I always had like a pile of it and never got used to it.
I'm okay with blowjobs without a condom. I just don't like sex on
Shannon,
without
good,
a condom.
Good.
Shannon.
Next question, Shannon.
Shannon, thoughts? Yeah.
Please put the camera on you, Shannon, so everybody can see you right now.
Shannon, just ask the question.
Okay. Number 6. The exotic dancer shocked the audience when they incorporated blank into their routine. I'll read it one more time. The exotic dancer shocked the audience when they incorporated blank into their routine.
I have really bad handwriting. I came in hot.
I was loud, sorry.
I have really shitty handwriting.
It's made me laugh.
Jay.
I like it. I think Josh, by the way, you know what we should have also done? It's
best
too late
answer.
Now. Best answer each round. That should have been a fucking thing.
We can start it now.
Yeah,
we're halfway
through. We can go back and just vote on it. We got maybe this is an hour, maybe this episode's an hour 15. My show's at 11:45.
I love you guys.
I love you too. I mean it.
How long do I know you, Josh? I know Jay like 20 years. I know you, 5 years maybe?
Yeah, I would say like 5 years that I've been coming on. And I think I met you at Skankfest.
Yeah.
Probably. I think it was when you guys were doing the live SDR there.
Yeah. Well, Jay's got a real answer.
No, it doesn't.
You have your answer in?
Yeah, I do.
Jay needs a couple more minutes, I feel.
Ralph, please. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay. All right, so.
I think I'm first this time.
Yeah, start with Ralph. I'm going to read it to you one more time. The exotic dancer shocked the audience when they incorporated blank into their routine.
Shitting.
Nice.
I mean, we're talking about it all night.
Being that Jay's still going. Are you ready?
I'm fine, dude. I'm putting in some grammar fixes and some punctuation.
I wrote,
The jitterbug.
I really like that answer.
The jitterbug. Shannon, if you wouldn't mind teeing me up.
The exotic dancer shocked the audience when they incorporated...
Wheelchair Dave. You see, he lost his legs in Fallujah, and I put that little thing with the spelling question mark, because I don't know if I spelled it right, and returned half the man he was, dot, 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 no pun intended.
Scarlett, did you get that?
Points.
I was just thinking like sex. I was thinking two girls in a
Same. Same.
On top of each other dancing. And that's
I guess you have to take off some clothes.
Oh, let's see that.
You wrote sex foreplay as in not two different things or?
Well, first I was thinking foreplay like.
Get
like,
right close, like to, the
girl,
close
girl
to the mic.
Enactment.
Get close to the mic.
Ralph,
like, first
sex
I was thinking foreplay like a girl enactment, and I've done that a lot with another girl. And then I was thinking like it could lead into sex because that happens sometimes too.
Totally.
How long have you been doing porn?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. And do you have a favorite scene or favorite movie you've done or a favorite thing that you love to do in the
favorite
world?
Wiener?
Favorite wiener?
Favorite dick, yeah.
Oh, I definitely love I guess as far as like the best sex in porn or just like the best, like my most scene I'm proud of. Like
the scene
doing,
let's
like,
start with that. The scene you're most proud of, then your favorite cock.
Definitely like the Mike Adriano scenes I've shot for like anal only, true anal, all anal. Because
I'm sensing a pattern.
It's very intense training for that stuff. You know, like I almost.
What's the training? Talk to me. You
crack
three
eggs. Butt plugs to sleep every night. Wearing them in the shower.
Where?
Taking
what's
them
sleep?
In and
butt
out.
Plugs.
And,
butt plugs.
Yeah, yeah. It's all like, you know. And one time I wore one through the airport, and then yeah. So I
sacrificed. Did it go off? No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, this was so embarrassing. It's like because you wear a butt plug so long that you don't even know you have it in. Sometimes it falls out in public.
Yay. Well,
and then I had forgot I had it
in.
I walked through the metal detector, and the guy's like, you know, you got to come over here. You got some woman over there, you know, because I told the guy, I'm like, oh, God, I hit my butt. And he's like, okay. So he brings a woman over there, and she's like this big one. She starts feeling me up like this, and then she touched my butt.
And you shit yourself.
She pushes it in.
Oh, no.
I know what that feels like.
That's almost like she's. And she's like, I can't clear her. You gotta go out, you know? So then I went out by the trash can. I didn't even go in the bathroom. And I just went, whoop, it comes right out. Because it just comes out that easy.
And what'd you do with it? Did you just like,
Put it in my pocket.
But
you know,
then
like,
you had to put it in the bin, unless you're TSA pre.
It's in my pocket. And then,
I'm gonna throw up.
You know, now I'm pre-check. But I wasn't pre-check for a long time. And I was always waiting in line and flights. And I don't know why.
I have digital ID. But it's on my butt plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know pre-check covered butt plug. Shannon, by any chance, speaking of getting a butt plug shoved up your ass, you don't have the clip of me, do you, by any chance? No. Okay.
You can get it lost up your butt, though. I know the girls that happen.
I'm sure.
Journey to the center of the earth.
Well, riding a Sibian machine, I know this girl, and the butt plug went inside her butt when she's riding the Sibian machine. It's gone. She had to go to the emergency room.
Gone.
Wow. I made a documentary about it, I'm sure. Shannon?
No. But maybe Trauma Life in the ER on a TLC channel.
I'd love that.
The butt is enormous on the inside. When you put your whole fist in somebody's butt, you'll know this.
I don't think I've ever tried that.
Well, try. Do you even give a fuck about this show?
Have you ever tried fisting a girl in the butt, Jay?
No. I've never fisted anything.
No. I think I've tried fisting pussy, but I have a pretty big fist.
I have a big hand, too.
Well, you also don't approach it like this,
Ralph. Like a cow. You know, you do it like you put a cow.
Like a gut punch.
You got to get the fingers in, and then you try to get...
Yeah, you go like that.
You try to make the thumb
thing. That's not really fisting. That's like going...
No, but then when you get inside, you'll curl back up.
Really fisting.
Ralph, you have no idea how pussy works.
I've been fisted once, and then I've fisted a guy a couple times.
Okay.
Wow.
You fisted guys more than you've been fisted.
Yeah.
Same guy?
Beautiful. He wanted it, though.
Was it the same guy more than once or more than multiple guys?
So the guy that fisted me was actually, like, against my will. So, like, you know.
Against your will?
It was on camera, too. He's like, you know, like,
Wait, you were acting?
Like, I was, no, but it was, like, it was on a porn thing, but I didn't know I was being filmed, and I actually got, like, but, like.
Don't they have to clear that before you do a scene?
This is really getting
not
sad.
This guy. No, we don't have to talk about it. No, because like I move on from all that stuff, of course, and you know now. But now I look at it everything with a little bit of humor. I'm like, geez, it's kind of like a cow, you know.
I think about when Dr. Pedrera touched my penis too long with a little bit
but
of humor as well.
It was more fun fisting a guy than it was me being fisted, you know, because it's kind of like eh.
All right.
I have it, Ralph. It's just the connection is a little shitty.
So forget it. Don't worry about it.
I can. It, oh, wow, you'll it see so it. It's just, yeah.
Oh, my God, weird. Dude.
Let's
you
do
look,
it.
You look 10 times better now.
There's no way.
What me getting that? Fisted. Me getting a butt plug. Wait for it.
Boo.
Wait for it.
Boo.
Who's doing
it? The end of the SDR show.
Peyton Sinclair.
There it went. There it went. You heard the noise.
Stop.
It went right on my ass.
It got so real.
I got so weird so quickly. That's porn star Peyton Sinclair. Karate kicked it up my ass.
Oh, fucking.
With no lube and no warning.
Oof.
What? Her whole hand?
I was raped right on camera.
No, it was a butt plug.
It was a butt plug.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Karate kicked up my chooch.
Shannon?
Next question, Shannon.
Next one is, the highlight of the bachelor party was when they hired a blank to entertain the groom-to-be. I'll do it one more time.
One more time, please.
The highlight of the bachelor party was when they hired a blank to entertain the groom-to-be.
I really hate my handwriting. It's the curse of being a left-handed person.
Are you the only left-handed person in the room?
Oh, are you left-handed?
You.
Yeah. Wow, we're both lefties. That's adorable.
Do you wipe your butt with your left?
I do everything left-handed, yeah.
I don't even think about it.
You got to get close to the mic. No one can hear you.
No, I just asked.
Do you do everything left-handed?
No, I don't. I'm actually ambidextrous.
No, I do everything. I can't do anything on my right hand.
I play guitar.
Ambidextrous? Is that what you
play
said?
Yeah.
Josh, you play guitar or no?
I do.
Okay. I wish I was better.
He's gonna play, dude. You gotta feel the music, bruh. You gotta feel it.
Wow, Jay's writing a novel.
Going for points.
You going for points again, man? What was the second item you took off? You were wrong last round.
Wait, I was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yes, you were.
Yeah, you gotta take some off, baby.
Two zeros I have.
Oh. Yeah. We totally forgot about it.
So you gotta take two things off?
Two things.
No, maybe one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. You gotta take something off.
Shannon, just say two. You take two things off.
Yeah, that's what she just said it. Two things off.
Two things.
Yeah, I can take my shoes off, right?
Yeah, shoes is one. That's one of them.
Shoes is one.
And then one other item.
The next thing.
Yes, shoes are gone.
And then one other item.
Yeah, my socks.
All right, shoes.
They're kind of the same thing.
There are a lot of people that love my feet.
I bet.
That's good.
You ever have someone suck on your toes? Oh my God.
Josh sucked on my toes on the last episode. It was fucking amazing. Yeah. All right.
We all came.
Yeah, we did. All right, Shannon.
Okay, I think we're going to start with Jay this time. The highlight of the bachelor party was when they hired a...
Connie the cum goddess. She's fat, sure, but she's cool. She doesn't complain, and she brought snacks.
That's a good answer. That's very logical.
I saw her writing a lot, too, so it could be.
It could be.
Okay, Josh, the highlight of the bachelor party was when they hired a...
Chocolate dipping fountain.
Aww.
Ralph?
What was
fond don't.
What was the question again?
No, you fond didn't.
The highlight of the bachelor party was when they hired a...
The comedic geniuses of Big J. Ogerson and Josh Adam Myers.
A duo.
Damn.
They hired our geniuses?
Yes.
I put hooker because it's like...
Oh, that's a good answer.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Zeros.
I guess that you got to take off clothes and no one gets points.
Hooker.
I guess I got to do a shot. Jay, you got to do a shot with me.
AJ, I like when you kept your sly smile behind that beard.
Wait, Connie's a hooker, right?
Connie is.
She's a fat hooker.
No, she's a hooker, but she wasn't
she was there
to have sex. She was just there. Yeah, she was just there for the snacks. And she was chill.
Not just snacks.
Wait, I have to take some off.
She's friends with the bachelor's sister.
And she knows that the bachelor is gluten intolerant, so she planned ahead. Jay, now you got to port it.
I'll take my pants off. All right.
Oh, I like that outfit.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it.
You
know, I almost lost it at the airport yesterday.
Actually, that was garter belts.
Because they busted open my bag and TSA looked through my entire bag, dude. And my sex toys. They put my whole suitcase in a garbage bag, and my sex toys were in the garbage bag. And the woman's like, "Is that your bag, dude?"
Do you have to explain why they're there, or they don't care? They know what's going on.
Have you ever had TSA look through your checked bag, right?
Oh, not the checked
bag or your carry-on?
Your checked bag.
Checked bag. If you put any kind of battery thing in there, they will open it for sure.
Dude, I put vape shit in there, and they haven't opened it.
Dude.
You sure? You've never had the piece of paper in there that says they've gone through it?
No.
So I knew what they went through and I knew what they wanted. And
your butt plug.
No, my coffee maker.
So I'm like, okay, well, New York probably didn't have a coffee machine in the room, and I need coffee like 24/7. So I brought a coffee maker to New York, and it's kind of weird because it's a big electronic thing, you know.
Did you not think that you could probably buy coffee on any street corner in New York City?
Scarlett, why are you standing like that?
It's an odd.
Because I took off my pants.
Oh, yeah. You can sit back down.
I like that. That's a good, that's a good angle.
Now, why the garter belt? No garter.
Well,
no,
it's
stockings.
Like a little skirt. Well, I get it. Because I have nice legs, dude.
Got it.
Yeah,
I
dude.
I love my legs. They're runner legs, dude.
What are you running? What did you say? 5 miles a day?
Yeah.
That's fucking good shit.
Yeah.
In that's Wisconsin.
No, but the amount of people I'm motivating to get into good shape is making me so happy.
Good.
I like it. Do you post about it? Because I do, and Jay shits on me all the time for it.
I did one time, and I posted like,
Ralph's not
I'm
a hot
out
chick.
On a run, and I'm so happy. And then right. I felt weird because then people started commenting on it.
Right, because they're not there to watch you run. They want to talk about your ass. Ralph
I post every
posts
day.
Like they want to talk about his ass.
Yeah, well, I post. I run 4 days a week. I do about 30 miles a week, and I post 4 days a week, and Jay hates it. Hates it so much.
Well, see, I never used to wear tight clothes, ever.
Well, I wear tight clothes. I'm there for the show.
Now
I want people
I do,
to see my dong on the run.
It makes such a difference in your confidence when you start wearing tight clothes.
When I was
tight
in Mexico to swim with the whale sharks, I had to wear a wetsuit, and I felt so fucking fat and disgusting.
Oh.
It was awful.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It was awful.
With all the running?
It still felt, it was like sticking to me. Ugh, it was horrible.
Oh. Shannon?
Oh, stop going to fucking Michelin star restaurants. Where you're eating fucking someone. Yeah, you're eating fucking. Like,
ah, it was so good last
it's
night.
All butter,
Jesus
dude.
Christ, so good.
Okay, next one is
Jay. We still have to do the fucking barbecue thing. What the fuck? Are you here next Tuesday?
Yes,
I am here next Tuesday, but it might not be a good week for it.
You motherfucker!
I'm coming back. This trip this weekend is daunting.
Let's do let's do this because I won't be here. Anyways, let's do a week from Tuesday. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a week from Tuesday. Let's bring this idiot.
Why?
I might. Hopefully, I can talk a little bit by then. I'm having the vocal cord surgery next week.
Why is that? Why are you asking what?
If I can come, I can come. I just don't know how much talking
no, no,
I can
no.
do.
About Vancouver. I'm,
oh, why was it so daunting? You said you're just flying to Vancouver and then flying back.
Layover flight there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just twice.
Are you in Minnesota for the layover?
No.
First
Montreal.
Class?
Are there no direct flights to Vancouver?
I've never been to Canada.
Timing's
not it's
right.
Not. It's because it's.
But
weird.
When I come back, but when I come back, it's direct flight. It's just cross country twice in 3 days sucks, and two shows in between.
I flew back from Vancouver once.
I do show the night that I land. It's like a big theater too, and then I'm doing the.
Yeah, you're killing it, dude. That's the, you sold out. That's a good theater to sell out, man.
Yeah.
When I flew back,
one sold out. There's still tickets available.
2 years ago,
Friday.
I was in Vancouver. As I'm flying, 3 years ago, flying back, we circled LaGuardia flight. Now, sorry, JFK for like an hour, and then they said they couldn't land, and they brought us to fucking Montreal. We had to spend the night in Montreal. We couldn't land.
Just drive home.
We waited till the next morning.
It's 5 hours.
Can you rent a car from Canada and drive it down to America and just leave it?
We did that. Me too, when Toronto was canceling all flights because of an ice storm. Then me, Tim Dillon, and Christine just fucking drove home.
That's crazy. All right, let's do the next one, Shannon. We want to get this woman naked, for God's sakes.
All right, next one is, during the late night poker game, the stakes got higher when they started betting with blank instead of chips. I'll read one more time. During the late night poker game, the stakes got higher when they started betting with blank instead of chips.
I think I have a good answer.
Me too.
I give Jay credit. I have to be more wordy. Mine are one word. Jay goes 40, 50 words. I like that Scarlett's really thinking about it.
I don't understand it.
I can read it one more time.
Read it one more time.
During the late night poker game, the stakes got higher when they started betting with blank instead of chips, instead of poker chips.
Jay, one time I was in Vegas with Michael Bisping, the UFC legend who's on this network, and some dudes wanted to start a fight with him because it's Vegas and they were drunk, and he can't do fighting. He can't fight there. He's known. So he says to me, Ralph, can you take care of this? And I'm such a puss. I couldn't take care of it. And I felt bad. I felt like he lost respect for me that day.
What do you think he expected you to do?
I guess he thinks I'm a big dude, you know. So, but
you
I'm,
do look like you have the bulk.
Yeah,
you know, that,
like I
you
maybe
got that thick. You got that thick, dude. So people think that you probably can fight because you're tall.
I'm ready.
Are you,
Scarlett? You have your answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So we're gonna start back with Josh this time. During the late night poker game, the stakes got higher when they started betting with
vintage buffalo nickels.
Okay,
that's good.
All right,
they all had them. They all brought them.
Yep,
that sounds impressive.
Don't you? I have 10 with me everywhere I go.
Smart.
Okay, Ralph, when they started betting with?
Wieners.
Okay.
Okay, just tick.
Jay? Well, it was dark. Like, it was 75 degrees.
It was a stormy night.
I don't have to play the game if you guys don't want to play the game. Do you not want my answers?
I want
We your. Want them.
During the late night poker game, the stakes got higher when they started betting with?
Booty hole. You see, this was P. Diddy, Diddy, or Sean Combs, depending on what you call him's house.
What do you call him, by the way? Clothes. Clothes a good one.
Take it to the limit.
Clothes a good one. That's a logical one. I like it.
Right, but unfortunately.
That is zeros.
Unfortunately, that's wrong. So we have to drink and you have to take off some clothes.
I'm going to take a sip of a White Claw.
Okay. I'm getting a little tipsy from this fucking tequila.
I got to drive.
I'm not.
Ooh, I'm feeling it.
What are you taking off, baby?
I'm going to take off my shirt.
Have you ever seen AC/DC live?
No. No.
She's a rock fan.
But I wish.
She saw Steel Panther 2 weeks ago.
No, last weekend.
Last weekend.
And maybe 2 weeks ago, too.
Because she's dating the guy.
No, I'm not.
Which one?
She's sucking his dick.
If I had to guess which one, I would say it's probably the new Sticks? Bass player.
No.
No? Then it's
Mike?
No, then I'm going to go with... No,
Darren?
Because Mike is... I think he's married. I could be wrong.
Sticks it in you? Darren?
Sticks it in you, maybe. No. Or the guitar player.
No.
Oh, Satchel.
Satchel. There's only four of them.
Well, no, it's an accident. Well, my friend brought me to a concert, and then I, like, everybody shows their tits at these concerts, and I didn't show my tits. I'm like, no.
So you're not, you were never been with anyone in Steel Panther, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have been multiple times. Okay, but no, it was not like, it was more just like, you know, an appreciation thing.
I get
it. Yeah, man. Dude.
An appreciation blowjob.
I love Roger Waters. I'd suck his dick.
I've got an appreciation blowjob.
It was just fun and, you know, fun. And then it.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
it was cool.
Fuck, Shannon, final question.
Final question. For all the marbles.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was fun. Like,
all right, we got, I didn't realize the time. We got it. Last question. It's all or nothing on the last question.
What does that mean?
Either we're finishing the bottle, she's getting naked, everyone gets 100 points. This is for the whole thing.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't realize the time flew by.
The whole shebangle.
We've been having funsies.
The whole kit and caboodle.
The whole shebingy sheboingans.
You've
vintage
gotten,
buffalo necklace.
You've gotten to understand our personalities, so you can try and match with one of us, and we'll see what happens. Shannon, last question.
When Jessica met the famous rock star backstage, she was surprised to discover his backstage rider included a request for blank. I'll read it one more time. When Jessica met the famous rock star backstage, she was surprised to discover his backstage rider included a request for blank.
Okay. This is for all the marbles, kids.
Fuck.
I got this.
She's really thinking. She's putting a lot of thought into this. Where did the time go, kids? Do you have a favorite rock band that you saw live? You can't say Steel Panther. No.
Like OTEP.
OTEP. Wow. I never saw them live. Shannon, OTEP would scare the shit out of you. It's a real badass female singer.
Oh, I have no idea what that even
you
is.
You would hate it, Shannon.
I feel like OTEP was a character on Big Brother.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Josh. Josh is changing his answer. You have your. You didn't put anything down. You're
I
hiding.
Did.
You're
I
hiding
did.
It.
I
okay.
did.
Okay.
I got it.
So this is for all the marbles. Whoever gets this wins the game. If there's a match, and if not, she has to get naked, and we end the game, and then we got to do the first and do the plugs. Wow, that's
good.
A real.
I'm good.
All right. We're good.
Jay, I feel like Jay's still going.
I'm fine.
By the time we get to Jay, we'll be good. Start with me, then go to Josh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ralph, when Jessica met this famous rock star backstage, she was surprised to discover his backstage rider included a request for...
Okay, in my scenario, It's Josh Adam Myers. He's on tour. He opened for Jelly Roll. So it made sense that he's asking for vintage Buffalo Nickels.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right. It all ties together.
But what I would really ask for is Badussy spray. Badussy is a combo of booty, dick, and pussy. Mm. This spray gets rid of the smell.
Wow. Okay.
I like that. That's good. That might get points. If it's not that, it's definitely this. Shannon, could you feed me again?
When Jessica met the famous rock star backstage, she was surprised to discover his backstage writer included a request for...
a hot chick with a loose butthole. How loose? Loose enough that full dookie logs will fall out if put under the pressure of a light jog.
Hey, Charlotte.
God.
Low end?
I think that's me. I think it's me.
That means a butt.
A butt.
Oh, I think it's me.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it.
Low end.
Get naked.
No matches. I'm sorry.
Put on Mistress of Mayhem song, Get Naked, right now.
Wait, so that didn't mean the same thing?
No, it did not mean the same thing, unfortunately. So she's going to take the top off. We're going to play the first, and we're going to wrap this baby up.
Come on, baby, make it hot.
Do you want me to hit the first right now?
You hit the first right now.
The first time.
Can you help me?
Ever I saw.
I have a hook on my bra. I can't get it.
Concert, Detroit.
The name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. Your first experience with all three. Scarlett, we ask you, what is the first concert you ever went to?
Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Well, I was a kid.
Did you know him, or you just someone brought you there?
Someone brought me there, yeah.
Or your parents or something?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
It was fun, yeah.
What about the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't the first drug you ever did?
I don't really matter. I've done a lot of different stuff, but probably, you know, like, I never did. I don't like weed. I don't know. I probably did. Yeah, I did a lot.
Okay.
Acid.
And now the first time you had sex.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a long time. Well, no, that wasn't that long ago. Oh, I was 21.
21. Okay,
yeah,
not that long ago.
Not that long.
Was it a boyfriend?
No, it was a frat house. Some girl I was with, that girl... she wanted to go hook up with this guy she liked, and then I just came with because I didn't want her to go alone. And we all fucked.
Were you in college?
Yeah, I was in college at the time, and then a few months later, I got into porn because I realized that I didn't really want to have sex with these guys, you know.
Did you graduate college, or you left college to get into porn?
I left college. But it was COVID pandemic, so, you know, like, what are you going to do when everybody's sick, you know, like...
So wait a minute. Was college, you were during lockdown in college?
Yeah, it was lockdown in college, yeah.
So all the classes were virtual?
Yeah, they went virtual, yeah.
That's wild. And then somewhere along the way, you said, fuck this, porn is for me.
Yeah, I started showing the titties on camera. And
speaking of which, doing it right now.
You lost the game. Show the boobies, we'll do the plugs. Is that fair?
And the pussy.
I like my boobs.
Easy.
Sorry.
Easy.
Watch you two, according to the Navajos.
My boobs are real. My boobs are real, too.
Really?
Yeah, everybody thinks they're fake and they're not.
I mean, not going to lie, I would have 100% thought this maybe was just the way they were sitting.
I have nice boobs.
Yeah, you
nice
do.
Boobs.
And look, this is my Maryland. It's like a boob mole.
No, get it checked out. It could be cancer.
It's not. No.
If it grows hair, it's fine.
Oh,
do you have any other piercings that we should know about?
No, I'm not weird like that. No,
just Ralph's got a dick piercing.
I had a dick piercing.
I had these.
It connects to his asshole piercing, like Snake Sabo's cheek to his ear to nose.
I like them. They're good. And then I usually don't wear bras, and that's why they like that, you know?
That's the miracle of youth.
Me either, but that's why they sag.
Well, let's do this, everybody. Thank you so much, Scarlett, for coming on the show.
Yes.
Let's all do plugs. Anything you want to plug, your website, your Instagram, your OnlyFans, do it now.
Oh, yeah. So I Instagram Scarlett Hampton XO, and then Twitter's Scarlett Hampton with a zero, and then OnlyFans is just Scarlett Hampton. Yeah.
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com for tickets. Listen to my podcast, The 500, where I'm going through Rolling Stone Magazine's list of the 500 greatest records. Both y'all have done it, and it's great. This Saturday, you can see me at the Comedy Bar in Toronto. And then I'll be at Moon Tower Comedy Fest in April, Netflix Fest in Los Angeles in May, headlining. And then I've got the Riot
Skankfest.
Yeah, man. I'm living.
Somebody asked this year if they asked Lewis on his Ask Me Anything thing, or is there going to be Skank Comedy Jam every night? Let's hope so.
Jay, your plugs?
What?
I hope. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I definitely going to be doing it. There'll be a jam for sure.
A jam. Boo.
Possibly two. Three.
Why wouldn't we do three?
Well,
dude, I kind of want to like learn how to play the drums. Because I feel like, wouldn't it be hot? Like, girl, like, boots.
A naked
shaking?
Girl playing drums would be wild.
No,
I've never seen
fucking
that.
Awesome. Man, in the arms and like, you know, like, drummers get a good workout.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, JFL Vancouver, I'm doing two nights, one show a night, the Rio Theater. Saturday already sold out. Friday, some tickets available. Moving fast. Also moving fast, tickets next week, Nashville Zanies. I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the 31st to the 2nd. John Carden going to be there with me. It's going to be fun shows. They will sell out, so get your tickets now. Kansas City Improv, I don't know if it's going to sell out, so buy tickets, please. That's going to be the 8th and the 9th of March. A bunch of wise guys, Las Vegas. I'll be back in March. I'm all over the place leading up to some fun summer announcements I have coming soon.
So mysterious.
Very mysterious. The Crowdwork specials are in post-production. Specials. We're going to make a couple of these things, I think. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. Figuring out when we get those out. And then listen to Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly.
Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And for Gas Digital subscribers only, we have an exclusive Power Hour episode once a month. And then available right now on the website is me, Figs, and Lewis getting ridiculously drunk. It's a crazy episode, so we have to watch it.
When we do that one, Shannon, you want me and Jay to do it together or you want to do it separately?
Oh, that would be amazing.
We should do it together. That'd sure. be fun.
It gets like, it was... I don't know how I lived.
You get hammered.
All right, let's do this. Do not indicate Scarlett until everybody guesses. Does Scarlett believe in ghosts? I'm saying definitely.
Yes.
Josh, definitely. Jay, definitely. Shannon?
Yes.
I don't think she is.
Scarlett, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Okay.
She knows what a ghost
is.
Wait,
but if you had to lean on one side or the other.
A or B, yes or no, if you had to pick one.
Really?
No.
Okay, no. So Josh is right. All right, follow me everybody. Points. At I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness is called The Good Sugar Podcast. The Good Sugar Store is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. Come down, eat a healthy meal. And we are all running the Spartan Run. The date is June
22nd.
A bunch of us, if you want to go, it's a $200 admission fee, but you come run with us. It is free. Just DM me on Instagram at I Am Ralph Sutton, and you can run with us on the Spartan Run at Citi Field.
Can I leave the final note being Scarlett?
Wait, I got a couple more things.
Can I say one more thing, Scarlett? Yeah, go ahead. Scarlett. Don't wear your butt plug to the airport. Wear your butt plug when you run. Solves two problems.
That's a good point.
Two problems, one thing. Plug it up for the run.
It might change your gait if you're running with a butt plug.
Mm. You'll adjust your gait to the butt plug.
Or your gape.
Oh, shit.
Shannon.
A little chaffing there around.
For the love of God.
On the Saturday episode is The Cranberries, the original guitarist. We talk about the woman who killed herself, the documentary that's coming out. It's pretty wild.
All right.
And then for the song of the week at thestrshow.com/playlist, we're going to add a Pantera song. Why? We're all going to Pantera tomorrow.
Where are you sitting?
I don't know.
Get the pit.
You didn't buy yet.
No, they asked me to come, so I said yes.
Who asked you?
Barbara and Zach.
Oh, nice.
So I said,
you're going backstage.
Probably. I don't know. I felt bad. Like,
we're in the pit.
I don't know where I am. I'll find out tomorrow.
Ooh.
Sorry. I guess I'm not in the pit.
Is he on the network still?
They're on hiatus till the store's over.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of the song? Because I can't guess.
I was going to do 5 minutes alone, unless you have a pick.
Sure.
We'll do 5 minutes alone by Pantera, and we're all going to be at the show tomorrow. I will probably have cooler seats than Jay. I'm just guessing.
I'm in the pit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'll backstage passes. That'll be cooler.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that. I've been backstage Pantera. It ain't fun.
I want to go.
I think there's tickets still available. Right? Scarlett, thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much. We'll see everyone next time. Cranberries on Saturday.
Ralph, you were asking me.
I'll be on the list.
No, hang on. Ralph, you were asking me if I wanted to go with you because you had an extra pass.
I did have
it. But I'm already going.
Okay.
So you have an extra.
I do have an extra ticket.
Oh, I can just see myself on someone's shoulders. Woo, titties out.
Titties out.
On someone's shoulders, Ralph.
I am 6'5".
Ralph.
We'll see everyone next time on the SCR show.
Salt burns. You've been listening to the SDR Show.